Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at February 2024, the forecast for each life path number. Before we get into it, though, this, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. We can look at your year ahead forecast, your full numerology report, your compatibility with your partner, your siblings, your dog, your friends, whatever, your business numerology, you name it, we can pretty much look at it. So if it's something you're interested in, book some time with me. You can find my information again in the description box below. I'd love to work with you. All right, let's go ahead and take a look at February. Life path number 7. You all are going to be working with some pretty big energy this month. So you've got the energy of the 8, and you're also working with dragon energy. So both of these energies are powerhouse energy. This is about authority. This is about being the expert at something and sharing that expertise. This is about having confidence, but you've done the work to gain that confidence, right? So you've become the expert at something, and whatever's been holding you back from sharing that expertise, you could see a big breakthrough this month, and you're being pushed to share that expertise in a bigger way. There's always, you know, some level of integrity that comes into play when we have 8 energy. And so really what I would say is there needs to be authenticity and, again, integrity behind that expertise, behind whatever it is that you're putting out into the world. Because if there's not, what will happen is the 8 energy sort of boomerangs back to us, and it makes us clean it up, right? And that can come through in a myriad of ways. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time on that. But the key is, whatever it is that you are getting ready to be putting out into the world, it has to be yours. Like, it has to be a piece of you that you are sharing with the world in a way that feels authentic, in a way that feels truthful and full of integrity, right? So I would say this month, before you launch something, before you put something out, just come back to your why. Make sure that your why has to do with something that's full of integrity, right? To help empower, uplift, inspire others, to help, you know, whatever the case may be. But if it's solely for selfish reasons or ego-driven reasons, you will likely see the backlash of that. You will likely see it boomerang back to you in some way to be cleaned up. So it's best to just, you know, share it in a way that is from your heart, that feels aligned, that feels good. The other thing with 8 energy is there's always some kind of element of spiritual evolution from the material plane, right? Because the 8 governs the material plane, but it's also very spiritually connected. So when we have an 8 cycle, there's some kind of potential evolution that needs to occur from a physical component, from some kind of physical experience. And typically it's going to be associated with like power or power dynamics, money, control, resources, management, authority, ethical things, any of these things like that sort of govern the material plane. So you could see some power struggles happen this month, especially with dragon energy coming through. Like, this is big powerhouse energy. So you could see some power struggles that you need to figure out how to work through and to not give your power away. Or if you're in a dynamic where you've been giving your power away, this is a great month to reclaim that power in a way that is, again, full of integrity. If you are in a position where you have been holding power over another or some kind of control tactic, et cetera, you could see that come to light this month where, it kind of hits the fan, so to speak, and needs to be balanced, needs to be equalized. There's definitely a lot of energy here of you standing in your power, right? I mean, obviously dragon energy is big, bold energy. And also, this is going to sound cheesy, but with dragon energy, there's just like obviously this feeling of like soaring to new heights, right? So, and that's the same thing with 8 energy. 8 energy is the powerhouse business-minded leader. So it doesn't always have to be about business. It can be about in relationships, in your own life, etc. But there's something here about you like flying or soaring to new heights in some area of your life where you are breaking free from anything that sort of restricted you from sharing your expertise, from or if you're not ready to share that expertise yet, which is fine, this would be a time where you would want to refine your, you know, expertise. In other words, like, or learn more, right? To become the expert at something. The eight holds a greater vision and works towards that greater vision. And once it reaches it, it becomes the expert or the authority over whatever that is. And then the eight energy encourages us to use that in some way that can help others, uplift, empower, inspire, etc. The other thing the eight's going to ask us to do, and I would say dragon energy as well, is, you know, it's easy for the eight to be power hungry, right? Driven by ego, want to be in a position of power, authority, etc. And that's where I talk about like the integrity. If you're in a position of power, if you're in a position of influence, if you're in some kind of position of authority, the eight is going to require us to use that power, authority, influence in a way that's full of integrity. So how are you using that energy? Are you opening doors for others? Meaning, I mean, you know, quite literally, or are you like, you know, if you have an opportunity to, I don't know, like, you know, boost somebody else's career because of your influence, right? And they're just not being seen or whatever. So you have an opportunity to boost their career. Are you doing that? Are you doing that for strangers that where you have nothing to gain from it? Are you, again, it comes back to, there's so many examples I could share, but are you using this power, this influence, this status, this your money, et cetera, in a way that is helping others, or is it strictly self-focused? Because that's where like this energy of the eight, the energy of the dragon would come back and boomerang back to say, no, we got to clean this up. And that can be challenging. So when we're in an eight cycle, it's really pushing us to step into that power and use that power, you know, power is such a strong word, but use that, you know, our presence for good. That's really what the eight is about, right? Using our presence, our authority, our gifts, etc., for good. And the eight helps us to do that in a very like physical, material type of way. And there's, you know, spiritual evolution tied in with that. Same thing with the dragon. It pushes us to, you know, step into our greatest potential and then do something really good for others with that potential, with that, you know, once we achieve that. So there's a lot going on here about, you know, you stepping into your power, you using your presence, your authority, your expertise for good. And the eight is going to highlight for you this month, potentially, where it is that maybe there needs to be some adjustments, where it is there needs to be some true honesty about where it is you could maybe be doing things a little bit more, you know, a little differently, that would be have a greater effect, if that makes sense. So this is big energy, obviously, right? So yeah. Really beautiful, though. I would just keep coming back to your why this month. And make sure that if you are being easily influenced, right? If someone is easily influencing you, that's a form of disempowerment. So this month could help you to reclaim that power and step back into your power. But I do think you'll likely find where it is that you are the expert, where it is that you've got something to share that is uniquely yours, that is something that, you know, it's your seed. So, yeah, where are you going to plant it and what does it look like? Big energy, sevens. Love it for you guys. All right, take it easy. Bye for now.